Smith says people will be asked to contact test labs or the HSE to get their certs.
The Department of Health and the HSE are responsible for issuing vaccination certificates and recovery certificates, so they're managing that part of the project. The EU Digital COVID Certificate contains only the necessary key information such as name, date of birth, date of issuance, relevant information about vaccine test or recovery, and a unique identifier. This data remains on the certificate and it is not stored or retained when a certificate is verified in another member state.
Geoffrey Donaldson has confirmed he's trying again to become the leader of the DUP. He was recently defeated in a contest by Edwin Poots, who stepped down from the role after 21 days following an internal revolt. Mr. Poots has been asked today why he was aware the party wanted him to go.
I was busy all day, so I wasn't paying a lot of attention to the media, so I didn't hear what was being said or what was going on, but I knew at the party officers' meeting that they were in a particular place, and ultimately the majority of them hadn't wished me to be leader in the first instance.
Ian Bailey says an upcoming Netflix documentary on the murder of Sophie Toscan de Plantier seeks to demonise him with propaganda. The Englishman, who was arrested twice as part of the investigation, has never been charged here and has always maintained his innocence. A Jim Sheridan documentary looking into the 1996 murder of Miss du Plantier began airing on Sky last night. Netflix is also releasing its own series about the incident later this month, which Ian Bailey believes will not be objective.
I'm aware of certain things which will become apparent, I guess, when the Netflix documentary comes out. And don't forget as well that the Netflix documentary is partially produced by members of her family, I think her uncle. In effect, I believe it will be not an objective documentary, but a piece of demonising propaganda.
The inquest into the death of Georgian Kenko has heard a GSOC investigation into the shooting is partway through. The 27-year-old black man was shot down by Gardaí outside his home in Cluny in Dublin last December. His family wanted the inquest to consider the wider implications of the black man dying at the hands of a white police officer. Speaking outside the inquest, a family friend says they've many questions.
Why did the Gardaí not talk to him and allow his family to talk to him in order to defuse and step down the situation? Why was the Gardaí's armed support unit called to the scene at all and not the public disorder handling section of the Gardaí? Will there be full accountability by the Gardaí responsible?
That's your news. 4 minutes past seven.
Tip FM's Extra Time with Ronan Quirk.
Opel's next bold move has arrived. The all-new Mokka is tugged out and ready for action. To test drive the all-new Mokka, call to Kevin O'Leary Group Clonmel today.
Hello, good evening and welcome to a specially extended Extra Time tonight because we have the County Tipperary Championship Draws 2021 on the way. You're very welcome along. It's Ronan Quirk with you until probably 8:30 tonight, depending on how long we need to get through these draws in the course of the next hour and a half. We're going live to Thurles in a few moments. We have 52 programmes that Extra Time produce for you every year. In a calendar year, we do this 52 times, and this is probably the most listened to programme we do in the course of the next of the 12 months. So I hope you enjoy the next hour and a half, because we are going, every parish in the county nearly is going to be represented at some level of the draws. We have five draws for you, incidentally, this evening, because we start with intermediate hurling. There's 16 teams in that. Then we go into intermediate football, 15 parishes in that, 16 teams in Seamus O'Rean, 16 teams in senior football, and then we have the Dan Breen Senior Hurling Championship, 16 teams in that. All those draws and the clarity and the seeding all will be brought clearer to you in the course of the next hour and a half, and we will have top class analysis for you as well. And just in line with that, let's have a quick word with our analysts, because tonight I'm joined by Tom McGrath, Michael Dundon and Shane Stapleton. Good evening to you, gentlemen.
Good evening.
Hello, Ronan.
Michael, I'll come to you first as the senior analyst in the panel as they used to refer to John Giles. I suppose whenever we do draws at the start of this, you look at it, and you know, people look at the current champions, Kildangan, Clonmel Commercials, and they're the names that people have to take down.
That's right. Well, obviously the last year's champions are always a focus of attention, and the big challenge for particularly for Kildangan, who were first time winners last year in the hurling, is that it's a marvellous thing to win a county final, and nothing can take from that. But it's also a huge undertaking to defend the county title. Now, Commercials would be more experienced in that regard, and that will be an interesting aspect. I'm sure they're all going to be watching to see who they're grouped with in that and to weigh up their chances on that basis.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And Tom, you know, just on that with commercials, they have had a period of dominance at underage, which is now translating into senior. But again, they're the sign that has to be taken down. And Loughmore, your own club, come oh so close to doing it on more than one occasion, and there's never more than a point between them.
Yes, I mean, they've had some terrific battles over the last, what, 10 years, I suppose, now at this stage. Mm. And our colleague Martin Quinlivan would have got his wish last year. They've met a lot of times in the championship, but they haven't met in the final from, I think, 1992
oh God,
or
way
3
back,
somewhere
yeah.
around there. 1993, I think.
You and, were still playing back then. That's how long ago it was.
But then they had met in the final last year, and I think they served up a cracking final. Like,
hugely.
We were blessed, I suppose, with some very good finals last year, not just in the senior grade but the different grades. And that's not much consolation to the crowds that lost them, like, and sure, none more acutely than the Loughmore Castellani crowd to lose two of them in a week, like, was tough going. But,
and the manner, I think, of the hurling one.
Sorry?
The manner of the hurling one.
Yeah, well, probably it's partially forgotten about at this stage, but not totally, I would imagine. But yeah, like, the manner, I suppose, really, like, but look, what's done is done. 2020 is the silverware and the paperwork and all that is put away at this stage. The record will show Kildarangan are the champions. They were ahead when the final whistle went, and you know, like, that's, I don't think anyone begrudged them the championship, but like, it's going to be, they're starting back at the same level as everybody else now, and maybe at a lower level slightly, because like I said, everybody will be gunning for them, and you know, they'll be there to be taken now, and people will, other clubs will measure themselves against them and take inspiration, I suppose, what they've done as well, like, because, you know, they would have been in the top six, I suppose, this night last year or a few months earlier this year. They would have been in the top six, but like, they wouldn't be number one of the six, I think, but they were there, and they were there in merit, and look, they justified their merit then afterwards.
No doubt about it. Shane, just before we go over to Thurles, a quick word with you. One thing that has really worked very well is the standardisation across the board. The 16 teams in Dan Breen are of a very comparable standard, and I think we're getting there with the senior football 16 teams as well, and certainly the 16 teams in Shane's Arena all strike me as being of a similar standard, which makes for hugely competitive games.
Yeah, exactly, and that's what you want when you're in a club, let's say, when everyone goes into the hat, you know, and you look at maybe a lot of the teams against you, kind of think, yeah, we could beat them, you know, and it all goes down to maybe to look at a draw tonight, and there'll be a lot of teams will be cursing themselves that they might be in a group of death, and there'll be others think, God, you know what, we could beat a few of these. And I think we learned last year it was a COVID year, but teams that had their work done and kept their players fit and got the best players on the field for a run of 6, 7, 8 weeks in hurling or football. You know, like, we could see a lot more. They had a massive chance of winning every game. For the teams that maybe didn't hit the ground running and picked up little knocks and injuries, it was just a year to forget for many teams.
Absolutely. Well, gentlemen, I'll leave you go for now, but we will return to you in due course. But let's go live across to Thurles, where Stephen Gleeson, my colleague, is standing by. Good evening to you, Stephen.
Evening, Ronan. Thanks very much, and you're very welcome, listeners, here to Lorna Parka in Thurles. We're all set here and ready for the draw. And joining me now, just ahead of it all, is the chair of the county board, Joe Kennedy. Exciting evening, Joe.
Very exciting evening, and our thanks to Tip FM for doing the draws live here with us, and we're very appreciative of that, because, you know, there is great excitement around the county to see the hurling and football draws, and I suppose it marks the real start of the championship preparations now. Clubs have been at league action and training there for the last 5 or 6 weeks, so now the focus, they can focus on the championship ahead.
Yeah, and there's a lot of draws really going to take place tonight, but there's a lot of championships ongoing at the moment. The Junior A Championship for 2020 is still being played out.
Yeah, unfortunately last year with the COVID lockdowns, you didn't get those played. So Grange Mochler won the South Championship there last week. Arville won the county semi-final against Tommy Vara. So the other semi-final now between Grange Mochler and Holy Cross is taking place this week, and hopefully then the week after that we'll have the county final, the county junior final. And then there's two County Junior B semi-finals on this week between Care and Gortnahoo and Silver Mines and Cashel King Cormac's. So that'll conclude again over the next fortnight as well. And we have one football final there on for next weekend as well in Upper Church and Ballinland under 21B. With the crossover between hurling and football, unfortunately we can't get the under 21 football A final played, but hopefully over the couple of months we'll get that played.
And the fields are packed at the moment. The county league is ongoing. Everyone is waiting for the draw tonight, and they're waiting for the championship to begin.
They are. That's definite. And look, anyone that's been driving around the county there, any evening you go past through a village or a town, there's lads heading with hurleys and footballs to their local fields, talking to different club secretaries and personnel. You know, they're having a job to coordinate who's playing and who's training at the same time, such is the volume of games and activities going on. But it's absolutely brilliant. This time last year we were playing no games. We were wondering whether we would have a championship. So look, it looks very bright. The COVID situation is improving week on week, and I'd say by the time we get down to playing our county championships that we should be back to better crowds or more capacity, so there should be great excitement for him.
Great stuff. Joe Kennedy, Chair of the County Board, and also here with me in Lorna Parka in Turles tonight is Michael Barkery, the Chairman of FPD Insurance, and you're the sponsors of this championship. It's a great evening here.
It's a fantastic evening, and a delighted to be part of this exciting process this evening. In the next hour or so, all the clubs will know their first round and who they're and where they that particular group will end up as well. So we're going to have a lot of excitement this evening. It's a brilliant evening here in Thurles. Everybody, I think the weather and the atmosphere is fantastic. As Joe has said, we're all looking forward to some relaxation around the COVID restrictions and rules going forward. I think that's not that far away. But the scale of vaccination all over the country, I think it permits that to happen in a safe and perfectly acceptable way. From our point of view in FPD Insurance, of course, I'm a tip man myself, and that, I suppose, always helps. We have some always sent a certain amount of favouritism towards the home county. But our customer base across FPD Group and GA very much won the same thing. Joe was talking about every field and every parish you drive through this evening. You'll see a lot of FPD insured cars outside in those car parks and in the vicinity of the fields. So it's a way of FPD Insurance maybe putting a little bit back in to our customers and helping to support a great organisation, a wonderful organisation who has come through a very, very challenging 18 months. And must say to Tim and Joe and all of the team, the work they've done and the professional way in which they have managed to cope with the restrictions and at the same time keep the spirit and the activity of the both hurling and football progressing within the county is something that I salute and something very, very impressive indeed. As indeed it is for the whole GAA organisation. I'm somewhat involved in Dublin as well, but through the whole organisation, the level of activity that has been maintained is just amazing at community level and particularly in the competitive games.
Great stuff. Michael Barkery, Chairman of FPD Insurance, a great symbiotic relationship between the GAA and FPD. And I know you're a Tummy Vara man, so you're looking forward to tonight's draw to see how Tuam get on. So we're all set here, Ronan, in Lorna Parka in Turles and ready for the draw very, very soon. Back to you now.
Thanks indeed, Stephen. Gleeson in Thurles, we will be going back to him in just a few minutes. Just before I go to an ad break, quick word with Michael and Tom. Gentlemen, this time of year, it's so important that the clubs get some oxygen of publicity. Isn't that fair, Michael? Because, you know, at this time of the year, people are going out selling lottery tickets. People are going out doing what they can to try and raise a few bob. And it's always the same people in every parish who get touched for the few bob.
Well, that's true. I mean, all clubs, like all organisations in the present situation with the COVID, have been finding it very hard to generate funds. I know my own club here, Sarsfields, there's a big development going on, and COVID couldn't have come at a worse time in terms of trying to fundraise for it. So it's when the teams come back, it gets back into action, it's a great opportunity for the club to make the headlines, and the local interest builds up in what they're doing and how they're going in the championship, and that feeds itself then into support for the different initiatives clubs will have to try and raise a few bob for their activities. And most of the clubs I think, around the county. What they're doing isn't just for the club, it's a parish initiative, particularly in the rural parishes where the GA grounds, they've walking tracks around the field, and they've all the different things that go with it. So it is important that to keep the club in focus as much as possible right through the year.
Yeah, absolutely. And Tom, just before I let you go, last year we had, you know, the club to take priority before the inter-county. This year, because of COVID, we're doing inter-county first. Is there a perfect system other than at least now we've separated the two out?
Yeah, but there's not a perfect system, of course, really, but very hard to judge where the thing is going to finish up, though. That's the fear I would have. There was moved previously, that there was the split season and all that type of stuff, and they're trying to do it the other way around this year. But I'd be a bit fearful that this thing could go the wrong way for the club, a bit like other codes have gone, and I would hate to see that happen.
I'll get you to expand on that in due course, but we're going to have to take an ad break, Tom, and Michael will be back to you, gentlemen, in due course. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have intermediate hurling draw straight after this.
Tip FM's Extra Time with Ronan Quirk.
Opel's next bold move has arrived. The all-new Mokka is tugged out and ready for action. To test drive the all-new Mokka, call to Kevin O'Leary Group Clonmel today.
Yeah, you're welcome back. We're going to do the intermediate hurling draw for the County Tipperary Championship 2021. Don't forget, you can text us on 083-311-3311. That works for WhatsApp as well, with your thoughts and comments. But I think you've heard enough of me. Let's go back over to Stephen Gleeson, who's going to do the draw alongside Tim Floyd.
Thanks very much, Ronan. And I'm going to hand you over to Tim Floyd now.
Okay, Stephen, thank you, Ronan, and welcome to all our listeners, our players, our mentors and our club members who are all waiting anxiously to know who their team will be playing in this year's championship. So as Ronan said, we are starting with the intermediate hurling, and that is for the Michael Maher Cup. And we have 16 teams in the intermediate hurling championship, four groups of four, with the first rounds played in August, and the county final will be in around November. So we have seed one. We won four teams seeded as number one seeds, and they are Mindtemple Tui, who were last year's finalists in the intermediate hurling. We have the two semi-finalists, Borlaghan Duala and Knockavilla Kickhams, and we have Ballingarry, who were relegated from the Seamus O'Rean. And the remaining 12 teams then will be all in the second section of the drum, and any one of those will form up the groups of the four groups. So we're ready to go. We have my great sparring partner here from North Tipperary, Michael Tierney, chairman of the North Tipperary board, is ready to draw for the Intermediate Hurling Championship for 2021. And Michael will draw to the first section, which is the four teams seeded one, and each one of those will be placed as the number one team in each group. So, Michael, draw away. And the first team out of for the Intermediate Hurling Championship seed one is Mindtemple Tui. Mindtemple Tui, last year's runner-up, and they will go away as the number one team in Group 1. So Mindtemple Tui, the number one team in Group 2 will be Knockavilla Kickhams. And the number one team in Group 3 will be Borlaghan Duala. And finally, the number one team in Group 4 will be the team that was relegated from Seamus O'Rean, and that's Ballingarry. So that's our four number one teams in each group, and now we'll go to the second section of the drum, and any one of the remaining 12 teams. Now, one of those teams will be, I suppose, an A and other, because it's the junior hurling champions that will be promoted from this year's championship, and that will be either Arevale Rovers, Grange Mochler or Holy Cross. So Grange Mochler and Holy Cross play next Saturday, and the winners of that will play Arevale Rover, and the winners of that then will be promoted to intermediate hurling. Right, so the first team out and goes into second team in Group 1 is Boris O'Kane. So they'll go in there with Mindtemple Tui. So Boris O'Kane. The second team out in Group 2 is Carrick Davins, so they'll go in there with Knockavilla. So Group 3, the second team will be Golden Kilfeekel, and they'll go in there with Borlaghan Duala. And finally, in Group 4, the second team will be the junior champions that will be promoted from the 2020 championship. So the junior champions, that will be either Arevale Rovers, Grange Mochler or Holy Cross. Okay, we'll move on to the third team in each group. And in group one, the third team is Drum and Inch, second team. So that's the Drum Intermediate team. And the second team in group two is Ballybacon Grange. And the second, the third team in group three will be Mile Rovers, and they will join Golden and Borland Dwella. And the third team in group four is Ballinahinch. So Ballinahinch will be in there with Ballingarry and the county junior champions from this year. Okay, we'll do the final team in each group. And in group one, the final team is Cap of White. So Cap of White will join Mine Temple, Tui, Boris the Cane and Drum. And the final team in group two is Moneygall, and they will join Knockavilla, Kickhams, Carrick, Davins and Ballybacon Grange. The final team in group three is Kilsheel and Kilcash. And the final team in group four is Shannon Rovers. So Shannon Rovers go in there with Ballingarry, Ballinahinch and the junior champions. So just to repeat it all there again, group one consists of Mine Temple Toohey, Boris the Cane, Drum and Inch and Cap of White. Group two will consist of Knockavilla Kickhams, Carrick Davins, Ballybacon Grange and Moneygall. Group three will consist of Bohorla and Dwella, Golden Kilfeekel, Mile Rovers and Kilsheel and Kilcash. And group four in the County Intermediate Championship this year will consist of Ballingarry, the junior champions from 2020, Ballinahinch and Shannon Rovers. So they are the four groups in the County Intermediate Championship for this year. So back to you, Ronan, in the studio.
Thanks indeed, Tim. Floyd, let's have some reflection on that with Michael and Tom, who are standing by. Gentlemen, you look at it, and obviously Mine Temple 2, we were disappointed last year, but I'm looking at Group 2 first of all. Tom, I'll come to you first. Knockavilla were very impressive, I thought, in their West 2020 Intermediate Championship win. The Davins are always strong. Ballybacon, Moneygall, that's a difficult group.
Yeah, well, I suppose with teams of 16, and you mentioned already there about the levelling out, I suppose, and that's, you know, like it's there's a lot of factors, and a lot of factors comes into it, I suppose, at this stage as well, with the COVID, the training and availability of players and all that type of stuff. And it's a case of who's going to have the preparation done, have it timed right. And the other thing then is the draws for the various rounds of the league. Who you get first kind of a big bear now too, because if you get what you think is, I won't call it a soft thing, but an easier match, a winnable match, and more importantly, then you win your first match, well, then you're off and running. But if the thing works out wrong and you lose your first match, well, then your back is to the wall, because you're, instead of looking up, you're looking down. But nice bit of, geographical blend to it there, like this Davins and Ballybacon, while they're both south teams, they're a good bit apart in terms of geography down there. And then Knockavilla and Moneygall, two different divisions as well. So that adds a bit of glam to it as well, I think.
Michael, just have a look at Group 3 for us. You've Bohorlan, who are relatively fresh up from junior a couple of years ago, Golden Kilfeekel, Mile Rovers and Kilsheel and Kilcash, who, you know, on paper are always strong, don't always deliver on the field.
Yeah, again, like the other, it seems a very evenly matched group. Golden, like, did well enough last year in the intermediate and would have been, looking to challenge for the honours. Kilsheel, they're all strong. And Borland would possibly have more to do, having come up from the junior, but they've had a year experience of intermediate, so they'll be that bit stronger and more experienced this year, so they should be able to give a good account of themselves. And possibly Kilsheelan might be regarded as the favourites there, but actually, the thing that strikes me about the four groups is that they're all very open. That you could put your hand in your hat and say, I think this one will win it or the other, but in each of them, any of the four teams could emerge on top there, which, as has been said already, is a good indication of the levelling out in the grading system.
Yeah, I mean, Tom, if you look at Group 4, Ballingarry, you know, recently relegated from Seamus O'Rean. Like, the junior champions of 2020, that's one of three teams. Could be Holy Cross, could be Arvale, could be Grange Mochler. But you've Ballinhinch and Shannon Rovers, who presumably would know each other pretty well. They competed in that highly competitive North Intermediate Championship for years, which has got dwindled down because so many of them have come up.
Yeah, that's the point I was going to make, that the geographical end of it went kind of wrong with that group. That's, I think, is it four North... Yeah, Moneygall and Burscane. You have four North teams and two of them end up in the one group. Like, you know, it's a bit unfortunate. But I suppose at this stage, you had to kind of feel a little bit for the junior champions, be a baptism of fire, that you have Ballingarry, the team that has come down from Seamus O'Rean, essentially number one seed of the 16, you would say it. And to get junior champions come up at the other end, they'd be the 16 seed, really. So real match play situation, right? But
absolutely.
No, it there'll be a level out. It's not going to be easy. Ballingarry, when they've got relegated last year, that's been forgotten about now. They'll be starting from scratch. They'll have forgotten that it's time to that. Like, but there's nobody going to give them a handy game to let them back up either. They're going to have to win their way back up. And again, so will Ballinhinch and Shannon Rovers will be looking at things and saying, well, look, we're very competitive in the North. Let's see what we can. How we show our wares outside the division.
Correct me if I'm wrong, was Gurton Hoo Glen Gould won this last year, wasn't it?
That's right. Correct,
yeah. Yeah, and yeah. Already just looking at their Cahal Cup results, it would imply that they're perfectly willing, ready for senior hurling. So my point is that this intermediate championship is fair, and you know it's at a fair level. You're not going to have a revolving door with the same teams going up and then relegated the following year. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, the beast, Upchurch Drumbane the other night in the Cahal Cup, and Upchurch Drumbane like would have been a team that would be, you know, they would be targeting the Cahal Cup would be a big thing to them, as would mid championship and all those type of things. They go for things, but apparently Gurton Hoo Glen Gould are winners on merit, and they had a good old battle with Cashel the week on Sunday, which was only 8 days ago. So they had two big matches in a few days, like, and drew with Cashel in the County League and then beat Upchurch Drumbane last week. So they're hitting the ground running, have plenty done, and they're, you know, they'll have the new development ready to go as well. They're now been to a new field.
Yeah, indeed. And just before I go, Michael, we didn't really touch on Group 1 very much. That's Moyne, Burscane, Drumminch's intermediate team, and Cappagh White. Cappagh White recently beaten pretty easily, I thought, by Knockavilla in the West 2021 intermediate final.
Yeah, well, in this group, Moyne, of course, as was mentioned, were the beaten finalists last year and would have felt themselves that it was a match that they might have won but didn't. But that's actually very interesting because Drumminch are at the disadvantage of having a senior team as well. So, in a sense, the Drumminch team in the intermediate championship will be largely dependent on what their senior, you know, how their senior selectors divide up their players. But Drumminch have been very competitive in the intermediate right for the last, I mean, I'm talking maybe 4 or 5 years. So they won't be out of depth there. But and Burscane, it isn't that long ago since Burscane were kind of the top team. So that's actually a very tricky group. Cappa White, as you say, maybe have a bit of ground to make up on them. But then it's Cappa's first team and they'll be having a right good go at it and they won't be afraid
of it.
And
Cappa were decent underage now for the last couple of years, it has to be said.
That's right. They were in was the under-21 final.
Correct.
I forget. I saw there maybe 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So they have players coming along.
Righto. Gents, we have plenty more draws to do. We'll be hearing lots more from you. And the next draw will be the Intermediate Football Championship. That's coming up after this break.
Tip FM's Extra Time with Ronan Quirk.
Opel's next bold move has arrived. The all-new Mokka is tugged out and ready for action. To test drive the all-new Mokka, call to Kevin O'Leary Group Clonmel today.
Welcome back to Extra Time. 083 311 3311. Intermediate football draws next. 15 teams. Tim Floyd is ready to go.
Welcome back, Ronan. We're ready to go with draw number 2, which is intermediate football for the Barrett Cup, consisting of 15 teams, 3 groups of 4 and 1 group of 3. And the reason we have a group of 3 is because no junior football championship was played in 2020, so we had nobody promoted. So there would be a bye in one of the groups. Anyway, ready to go. Seed 1 consists of last year's runners-up in the county final, which is Grange Mochler, and the 2 leading semi-finalists, who are Mile Rovers and Feathered. And the fourth team then is the team that was relegated from St. Ardas, Galty Rovers. And in C2, then we have the four teams that came second in the groups last year. Okay, so we are ready to go. This time we have the PRO of the football board ready to draw, and he has drawn the first team out, and it's Grange Mauchler. So Grange Mauchler is the first team, top team in Group 1 is Grange Mauchler. Top team in Group 2 is Feathered. The top team in Group 3 is Galty Rovers. And the top team in Group 4 is Mile Rovers. So there's your four top teams in the four groups. Now we move on to the second team in each group, and these are the second teams that were second in all the groups last year. So in Group 1, the second team is Clonmelogue, and in Group 2, the second team is Golden Kilfeekel. Golden Kilfeekel. And in Group 3, the second team is Drum and Inch. And in Group 4, the second team is JK Brackens Intermediate Team. So now the remaining team, two teams in each group, will be drawn from the seven remaining teams. So the third team in Group 1 is Mullinahone Intermediate Football Team. Mullinahone. The third team in Group 2 is Clonmel Commercials Intermediate Team. And the third team in Group 3, who will join Galty Rovers and Drum and Inch, is Father Sheehy's. Father Sheehy's is the third team. And the third team in Group 4 is Boris O'Kane. And Boris O'Kane will join JK Brackens and Mile Rovers. So we go for the final team in each group. And in Group 1, we have the boys. So that'll be the three-team group. Group 1, Grange Mauchler, Clonmelogue and Mullinahone will be the three-team group. In Group 2, we will have Loughmore Castellini Intermediate Team. That's the four-team group. And in Group 3, the final team is Cashel King Cormacs. So Cashel King Cormacs is our fourth team in Group 3. And our final team out is Clonalty Rossmore. Clonalty Rossmore make up the fourth team in Group 4. So there you have it. Group 1 is Grange Mauchler, Clonmelogue and Mullinahone, just a three-team group. Group 2 is Feathered, Golden Kilfeekel, Commercials and Loughmore Castellini. Group 3 is Galty Rovers, Drum and Inch, Father Sheehy's and Cashel King Cormacs. And Group 4 is Mile Rovers, JK Brackens, Boris O'Kane and Clonalty Rossmore. So there you have the draws for the Intermediate Football Championship. And back to you, Ronan.
Thanks indeed, Tim. Let's get some reactions to that, because Shane Stapleton is on the line. How are you, Shane?
Hi, Ronan.
I'm going to come straight to Group 2, and a disclosure for everybody that Shane is a man from Golden Kilfeekel. But what is interesting about that is you've Commercials and Loughmore Castellini. I know it's their intermediate teams. I know it's their second teams, but that is worth admission money alone.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it is. It really depends on how the senior teams are going and maybe how many players they use in the first round of the senior. But I think it's a big advantage if you have 30... If you have 30 footballers in the field on any given night, I think it's a major advantage to the rest of us. And it's just looking at Group 2, Feathers and Golden were in the same group last year. Feather topped that. And Golden and Loughmore were in the same group the year before. So there is a sense of familiarity about it. So, I think Tom and Michael have said it all before. It's really all about the... Getting a win maybe in the first one and see can you have a run in the championship. You lose the first one like a lot of teams did last year with no quarterfinals, it ultimately meant that it's year over.
Yeah, and that's particularly true, I think, Group 1, because it's a three-team group. Grange Mauchler, Ballyneal, Clonmelogue, Mullinahone.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like I would imagine Grange Mauchler had a brilliant year last year and were unlucky against Rockwell in the final, never really got going, 2-10 to 9 points. But I think Grange Mauchler, along with Galty Rovers, coming down with Alan O'Connor in charge, would probably favours for it. But looking at Clonmelogue yesterday, they look to be flying. They're in good shape and put up a big score on us yesterday. So that'll be a a really interesting match between Smoke and Clonmelogan and Mullinhone. Then, like a lot of the senior hurling teams, it just depends how the senior hurling championship is going, to see what kind of interest is going there. Because I think it has to be noted, last year's intermediate championship was probably the worst. You know, like when you look at a lot of the walkovers that happened, yeah, and stuff. So you'd be hoping that it would be games we played and to see how it finishes up.
Yeah, but like Mullinhone did get to count to a Munster junior football final. Now, I know it didn't go well for them on the day in the final, but they were Munster finalists up to fairly recently at junior level.
Yeah, and they were in. They were unlucky in that, like they were in the same group as Grange Mowcler last year. So let's say, like they had Drummond Inch and Kildangan as well. So it was interesting to have three senior hurling teams in there, and Grange Mowcler topped that group. But yeah, oh, there's plenty of footballers in Mullinhone.
If you're going to work with three Kerns, like you've got half your job done, haven't you?
Yeah, exactly. I tell you, if it was a transfer market, there'd be a lot of teams looking for them. Put it that way, Ronan.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You've got Mile Rovers, Brackens, Bursacane and Clonalty in Group 4. Mile Rovers, they're second team, but you say second team and sometimes Declan Brown plays for them, and then you have Bracken's second team as well. That's an interesting group.
Yeah, exactly. And like could Declan Brown not just retire now? He's enough of cornerbacks to stride now at this stage. You know what I mean? There's fellas in fear.
Are you speaking from personal experience, Shane?
Oh, no. I wouldn't be. I'm not let past the halfway line now, Ronan. But no, like Declan's just quality, and he'd make a lot of senior teams in Tipperary. And I know they were Mile Rovers weren't happy with last year's scoreline against Rockwell Rovers. They were going well. I think they conceded 7 goals in that game, but they topped their group and they knocked out who I was talking up there a minute ago, Clonmelogan in that group. So Mile Rovers, Clonmelogan, Loughmore and Bursacane. So again, a bit of repeating ourselves here, but let's say Mile Rovers will be favours for it. But depending on the hurling then with J.K. Brackens and Clonmelogan. Clonmelogan are a fine football team. And the thing I like about Clonmelogan, they'll always compete. They'll always get 15 players to play, and they take some beating. They've beaten, let's say, just from personal experience, Clonmelogan have beaten Golden more times than we've got ourselves them. And there's a lot of footballers in Clonmelogan too. So it'd be an interesting group.
And the once mighty Galty Rovers find themselves in intermediate football against Drum for the Sheehys and Cashel Kincormacs. Cashel Kincormacs, I think, played an intermediate football match in the West recently and shipped a heavy score. So I suppose, you know, their focus will be on hurling, but they do still compete at football.
Yeah, exactly. And let's say, like, they would look at the. It was positive to see them playing that West semi final from last year against Clonmelogan. And I know they lost, but it was like the way the hurling season went last year. Cashel decided not to. They decided to concede all three intermediate football matches last year. So, and look, the year that was in it, I don't think anyone really judged them. But Galty Rovers, I love their forward line. I watched them in the first round last year in Golden against Killinall, and they were hugely impressive. They looked like a team that could maybe go on a run. And let's say, unfortunately, I think they played commercials the following week, and that defeat kind of rocked them and went into relegation on score difference, and that's just the slim margins. Like if who was Aherlow, Finnan, Rogan, and McCarthy and Galty Rovers in relegation, Galty Rovers would fancy beating all of the football teams, maybe except the top 4 or 5. So I think Galty Rovers will fancy their chance of getting back out of it.
If you were to call this now, who would you, you know, if you were to, it's a difficult one at this early remove, but you know, Grange Mowcler perhaps might start this championship as favourites?
Yeah, particularly, let's say, it'd be interesting to see how Grange Mowcler deal with the hurling. Like, so let's say, if they were to get up maybe to intermediate hurling, or you can see, I think they had to play Saturday in hurling and Sunday in football. So that's a really difficult task in itself. But they are really young, and they're a talented group. They're probably the most talented group in intermediate football. I think that's just going to be a clincher for that. Realistically, Grange Mowcler and Clonmelogan match, it'll come down to that. And then you probably have to go with the top seeds. Then Feathers will fancy coming out of Group 2. Galway Rovers, I think, will be favourites come out of Group 3. And Mile Rovers, with the depth and talent and squad, yeah, the squad depth they have. So like the senior football draw that we'll speak about later on, you'd have to fancy the four seeded teams.
They're seeded for a purpose,
they're seeded for a reason, you know.
Yeah.
So It's up to the rest of us to try to see if we catch him.
Okay, well, thank you indeed for that, Shane. We'll come back to you as this draw progresses. But let's go back over to Thurles, because we're at Seamus O'Rean stage and Tim Floyd is standing by.
Okay, welcome back, Ronan. And as you said, we're ready to go with the FBD Seamus O'Rean Championship draw. We have 16 teams, four groups of four. We have four top seeds, and the remaining 12 then will go into the other section of the drum. So we're just four seeds, and they will consist of the runners-up last year, who were Laura Dora in the county final, and the two runners-up in the semi-finals were Newport and Killinall. And finally, the other fourth seed is Burgess, who were relegated from the Dan Breen in 2020. So I think we are ready to go, lads, are we? And we, this time we have the chairman of the Mid Tipperary Board, who is not involved in this competition. He's from Mycarkey Borough, so safe enough with him. So Joe O'Sullivan, chairman of Mid Board, has drawn Burgess as the first team in Group 1. Group 1, team number 1 is Burgess. Group 2, team number 1 is dear old Newport Town. So Newport is number 1 team in Group 2. In Group 3, the number 1 team is Killinall. And in Group 4, the number 1 team is Laura Dora. So, right, we're moving on. Now we're drawing from all the other 12 teams that are in the second section. So any one of them will come out as our second team. So Tullis Arsfields go in there with Burgess in Group 1. So Tullis Arsfields is the second team in Group 1. The second team in Group 2 is Tipperary Kenyans. Tipperary Kenyans go in there with Newport in Group 2. In Group 3 with Killinall, Gortnahoo Glyn Gool. Neighbours, Gortnahoo Glyn Gool and Killinall go in Group 3. And finally, the second team in Group 4, it's not on our team going in with Laura, is Portrow. So Portrow and Laura in the one group. They met a few weeks ago in the County League. So the third team in Group 1 is Carrick Swans. So Carrick Swans is our third team in Group 1, joining Tullis Arsfields and Burgess. The third team in Group 2 is Silver Mines. Three North teams in Group 2. The third team in Group 3 is Sean Tracy's. So they join Killinall and Gortnahoo. So Killinall and Gortnahoo and Sean Tracy's in Group 3. And the third team in Group 4 is St. Mary's. So St. Mary's will join the two North teams there, Laura and Portrow, in Group 4. And finally, the fourth team in Group 1 is Killadangan. So Killadangan's second team. The fourth team in Group 2 is Clonakinney. So they will go in there with Silver Mines, Tipperary and Newport. The fourth team in Group 3 is Ballinair. So Ballinair will go in there with Sean Tracy's, Gortnahoo and Killinall. And the final team out of the drum tonight is Cashelking Cormacs, and they will go in there with St. Mary's, Portrow and Laura Dora. So just to repeat, the four groups. Group 1 is Burgess, Tullis Arsfields, Carrick Swans and Killadangan. Group 2 is Newport, Tipperary, Silver Mines and Clonakinney. Group 3 is Killinall, Gortnahoo, Sean Tracy's and Ballinair. And Group 4 is Laura Dora, Portrow, St. Mary's and Cashelking Cormacs. So there are four groups in the FPD Seamus O'Rean Championship for 2021. So back to you in the studio, Ronan.
Thanks indeed, Tim Floyd there with the Seamus O'Rean draw for 2021. And again, I'm joined by Michael Dundon and by Tom McGrath. Michael, I'll come to you first. In Group 1, you have Thurles Arsfields, Burgess top seeds, Carrick Swan and Killadangan. Really difficult group again. I'm sure Carrick Swan will look forward to meeting Thurles Arsfields again.
Yeah, and interestingly here, you have the two teams that have teams in Dan Breen, Arsfields and Killadangan. Both their second teams are drawn together in this group. So that's going to be an interesting one in itself. Swans would always fancy themselves in that, even though Burgess are the top seed. Swans would have no fears of taking on anyone in that group, which like just as you look at it right now, while Burgess are the top seed and probably rightly so on merit, I think any one of the four teams in it will fancy their chances.
No doubt about it. Tom, I'm going to come to group four for you. Laura Dara, I think, surprised a lot of people by getting to the Seamus O'Regan final last year. They were hugely impressive. Lovely running game. And I thought they were, you know, I actually fancied them against Mullinahone, to be honest with you. I won't win friends in Mullinahone by saying that. But they came unstuck in the final. And they'll go into this championship without Bonner. They're up against Portro, Marys and Cashel.
Yeah, and interestingly, Portro were in their group with Laura last year as well. And Kildangan and Sarsfield made up the four, just to have it in front of you. But yeah, Laura, both are going to be... Look, it's how you deal with adversity, I suppose, really. Like, and but then it's more than adversity when you lose a player of the Bonner, of the Bonner's calibre. Like, so, look, he's not going to be around for the championship, unfortunately. Like, so they're going to have to plan without him. But I suppose you have time to make your plans. But the pretty open group, Laura and Porto, they would know each other very well from the north. Been trying to give Porto a slight advantage there on the basis of what Laura are without. But then you have Marys and Cashel coming from the other end. Cashel, you know, just find their feet at senior level. Plenty of good young hurlers coming there, and a lot of work being done. And no, they're going to test the best of them, I think. And Marys equally so, like, you know, a couple of minor wins back along there not that long ago. It's a question of what players they can get in the field as well, and what impact the football can have on them.
Yeah.
I mean, Shane made the point there about hurling impacting on some of the football championships, but the opposite happens as well. Being honest about it, like, and you know, you can't blame clubs for that either. And I mean, particularly when you're commercials and St Mary's, they're two separate clubs but nearly operate from the same pool of players.
Or same raw material, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, if they're essentially almost a dual club in everything but name, and very capable performers. That's well able to hurl, and like if Mary's had first call on them for the early stage of the championship, get a win under their belt and take it on from there. But like you'd say that Marys will have a little bit of catching up to do.
Yeah,
hard to get their full team out. Like.
Absolutely. Michael, Group 2 is very north, Laden, Newport, Templederry, Silvermines and Clonakenny. It's a very interesting group. I think Newport will start that as favourites on the basis of their seeding, but I could make an argument for all four.
Well, you could. I mean, it isn't that long ago since Templederry were challenging for the Dan Breen Cup.
I think Templederry started last year's Seamus O'Regan as favourites for the whole thing.
Yeah, and probably on the strength of what they'd done the previous year in the Dan Breen. And I mean, they would still have most of that squad available to them. So that would be, they will certainly, Newport, as you say, are seeded one, and they're seeded one for a reason and deserving so. But I look at Clonakenny in that. Clonakenny took Sarsfield's extra time in the Carl Cup there. Just more than a week ago. So, like, obviously things are going well out in Clonakenny. And Silvermines, when you have someone like Jason Ford in the team, you always, you know, with his free taking alone, will be a huge boost for Silvermines in any competition, and particularly in the O'Regan Cup team. So you could make a case like that for every one of them. Newport would be the favourite, but I think that Templederry will give a good account of themselves in that group.
Yeah, absolutely. Tom, I'll come to group three for you lastly. You've Killinall, who is everyone's probably perennial favourites to get out of this division, but they haven't been able to do it in the last couple of years. Gortnahu, Glen Gould, we've spoken of already. Sean Tracy's and Ballina. Now, Ballina are capable of beating anyone. Tracy's have had a very good intermediate team for the last couple of years, gone up to Seamus O'Regan. We've spoken about Gortnahu, and then Killinall have an embarrassment of riches.
Yeah, again, it's probably little roots of banana skins that, and you'll have the geographical, the local rivalry. Although, just go off point for a second, if you switch to Ballina and Clonakenny there, you could have fed that group two above somewhere around the hills at the back of the mines. The four of them would have been all there touching each other, but that's beside the point. Ballina are probably happy enough to see some unfamiliar names, perhaps. But no, Killinall would start as most people's favourites. Gortnahu, we've mentioned already, have got their season off to a more than decent start. Tracy's are never once to be trifled with, and then Ballina have plenty of good young players coming through their underage talent and plenty of lads good. And then Michael Green is a jewel in the crown for him if he can get on his game at club level and produce the goods.
And you've Stephen O'Brien as well. Like, you've got, you know, I appreciate your point about Mikey Breen, but there's more than he's not. And then let's just talk about Kilnall for a second, because when you look at the players they have, you know, even fellas who are on the fringes of county, fellas who've had really good underage success, you've got two Fians, you know, you've a couple of other wires, you know, they really, you think they'd be there or thereabouts for this championship.
But again, it comes back to it's a group of four, it's practically knockout hurling. And, you know, the first match, you know, you could imagine the first match there in that group now, Kinlaw and Gortnahu, just across the hills from each other. Like, I mean, it's a very sharp puck from Ballinlunty to Ballyslow. Like,
yes, I know.
I don't think there's anything much in between there. So, I mean, a sellout crowd, hopefully COVID will allow that there'll be plenty of crowds. Play that outside Littleton and it would have to be an all-ticket game.
Absolutely, so, it's never too much.
But imagine that's the first match. But then imagine that say they avoid each other last round and they both have won their two matches.
And it's a winner takes all, yeah.
The winner takes all. Then the stakes will be really high. But I think the more that Killinall can get a bit of a roll on, I think the more it will take to beat him. Yeah. I think Killinall's problem is getting the start, and if they get the bit between their teeth and, you know, keep their focus firmly on what they're setting out to achieve, I suppose the first thing to achieve is get out of the group and then win Seamus O'Rean and get back up to Dan Breen. Because realistically, on paper, you know, hurling is blood and grass, as people will always tell you, that Killinall would have the potential to beat a good few Dan Breen teams, not just Seamus O'Rean teams.
But the key word in that sentence is potential.
But they have to get, they have to get out of their group. That means get their full team, their best team on the field, and that applies to every club in the county. Probably starting out now these days, that they all have to get their focus right. And to start tomorrow night with training in different fields. That
no doubt.
Management teams will have the draws up there, or maybe they're listening to us pontificating at this stage and say, well, look, we have enough here now, we know who we're playing and let's get on with it.
Well, on that vein, Tom, we're going to move on and we're going to come to senior football. So this obviously is the senior football championship. We have 16 teams and we've Tim Floyd standing by.
Okay, welcome back, Ronan. And this time we're at the fourth draw of the night, the FPD Senior Football Championship. 16 teams for the O'Dwyer Cup, 4 groups of 4. And this will be played starting in September and county final around sometime in November. So the seed ones are the 4 group winners from 2020. So we have Clonmel Commercials, who were the county champions last year, Lochmore, Castellini runners up. Kilshielan, Kilcash and Mile Rovers are the 4 semi-finalists from last year. So we're ready to go. We have Anthony Shelley on standby again here to go with the FPD Senior Football Championship. Right, so the first team out, Group 1, Team 1 is Mile Rovers. Group 2, Team 1 is Kilshielan, Kilcash. Group 3, Team 1 is Clonmel Commercials. And Group 4, Team 1 is Lochmore Castellini. Okay, going back to C2s now, we have the second place teams in the groups in 2020. And in Group 1, the second team is Care, joining Mile Rovers. In Group 2, the second team joining Kilshielan and Kilcash is Ballyporeen. Another South team, all South teams. So the second team in Group 3 is Arevale Rovers, and they will join Clonmel Commercials. And finally, the second team in Group 4 is JK Brackens, joining their neighbours Lochmore Castellini. They will love that. They'll be thanking Anthony Shelley for that one anyway. Okay, third team in Group 1 is Aherlow. Third team, Group 1, Aherlow, joining Care, their neighbours, and Mile Rovers. The third team in Group 2 is Aeroge and Acarty, joining Ballyporeen and Kilshielan and Kilcash. The third team in Group 3 is Ardfinnan. Ardfinnan will join Arevale Rovers and Clonmel Commercials. And the third team in Group 4 is Killinall. Killinall will join JK Brackens and Lochmore Castellini. Okay, moving on. And the final team in Group 1 is Upper Church Drumbane. Upper Church Drumbane will join Aherlow Care and Mile Rovers. The final team in Group 2 is Mine Temple Toohey. And they will join Airog and Acarty Ballyporeen and Kilsheelan. The fourth team in Group 3 is Mycarkey Burris. Mycarkey Burris, the final team in Group 3. And they will join Commercial Zaraville Rovers and Ard Finnan. And the final team in Group 4 is newly promoted Rockwell Rovers from Intermediate Champions last year. And they make up the final team in Group 4. So just going through the four groups again. Group 1 is Mile Rovers, Care, Aherlow and Upper Church Drumbane. Group 2 is Kilsheen and Kilcash, Ballyporeen, Airog and Acarty and Moyne Temple Toohey. Group 3 is Clonmel Commercials, Arvale Rovers, Ard Finnan and Mycarkey Burris. And Group 4 is made up of Lochmore Castellini, JK Brackens, Killinall and Rockwell Rovers. So there are groups for the FBD Senior Football Championship in 2021. So back to you, Ronan.
Thanks indeed, Tim Floyd. And we've plenty to chew over there with Shane Stapleton. Shane, how are you?
Hi, Ronan.
Okay, I'm going to go to Group 3 first of all, because you've Clonmel Commercials, Arvale Rovers, Ard Finnan and Mycarkey. And it just conjures up memories of, as a child, me going to see Commercials and Ard Finnan.
Yeah, exactly. The old good old days. Ard Finnan would have been disappointed with last year in a relegation dogfight, and fortunate to maybe stay up the run of form they had. Commercials then the exact opposite. They were, you know, they were flying all year and had a Titanic final against Lochmore. So contrasting paths in the last decade, really, Rona. But no, nice group now, because I saw Mycarkey play Rogue in the first round last year. Mycarkey were good, and then I think Arville and Farrell could get through in this hurling. I think it'll take a lot of confidence from it, and they have a lot of young players. So let's say, like, Commercials will be hot favourites, obviously, but Arvel, Ard Finnan and Mycarkey, I think, will fancy taking points off each other too.
I'm open to correction on this, but I remember Commercials Arvel semi-final on a Wednesday night, a wet Wednesday night about 2 years ago, and Commercials scraped through it.
Yeah, exactly. And if you look through, Arvel Rovers are one of these teams, so let's say, if you look through their team, you say, oh, he played County Mayo, so Leahy's in the Daltons, and Tommy Lowry and co, they've a wealth of talent. They just get them all fit and on the field together.
Group 1 has Mile Rovers as the top seeds, Care second seeds, followed with Aherlow and Upper Church Drumbane. I always think the Church are really competitive. I mean, it doesn't matter what grade or whatever, they're competitive at every grade they pull that jersey on. And the once mighty Aherlow, there might be a twist in them yet.
Yeah, exactly. And Aherlow had a good win against Rockwell Rovers in the league yesterday. I know Rockwell had a wedding, but still, like, let's say, like, Aherlow, again, just get a bit of momentum on that.
So there's nobody going to weddings anymore, will you stop? You can't use that as an excuse. You're only allowed 25.
But you're still, Rockwell don't have that many players now.
they're all related to the bride and groom.
One was the groom and the groomsman, so there's two.
Stop
for Gavin. Best luck to Gavin. Aherlow, they're such a proud footballing community up there. They will look at a group and kind of say, you know what, we maybe avoided, let's say, the strongest of the second seeds, for want of a better word. They would maybe fancy taking points off Care and Upper Church. But I think Upper Church is probably the one. They've been very unlucky in some of the groups they've been pulled out of in hurling and football in the last number of years. And they might look at now a Care without Johnny Cummins, who was a very progressive manager there.
Liam Casey.
Liam Casey gone as well, you know what I mean? And they might kind of think this might be the year that we can maybe at least come second in the group. And, you know, like, they might kind of look at it as my Rovers out, Alan Campbell will still be a bit strong, but depending on the fixtures, the schedule of fixtures, Upper Church might fancy coming second in that group.
Yeah, Group 2, Kilsheel and Kilcash, great team on paper, I keep saying it. Ballyporeen, Airog and Acarty, who love senior status in both hurling and football, desperate to retain it, and Moyne.
Yeah, exactly. And Kilsheelan had a great year. They had the group of death last year with Jacob Brackens, I remember, and came through on score difference. So they'd be like to continue that. Making the semi-finals is progress. And, you know, hopefully, like, they were unlucky. They met Clonmel Commercials And no answer really for them in Ard Finnan last year. But if they could make another semi-final, and get a few of the younger guns playing senior football for another couple of years, they have a wealth of talent down there. Ballyporeen, I think, maybe were a bit disappointed with last year, so they will look to, you know, they were in a group with mine and Ard Finnan and only kind of got 2 points out of it. So they'd be looking and say, you know, this is time now for us to make a quarterfinal, a semi-final again. So interesting group. And then mine, let's say mine were really entertaining last year. Let's say Odrin Light coming up to kick winning points in Cashel, and you know they would have been delighted with themselves. And they're a big, strong, physical team, mine, and they're a good senior football team.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And you know, they made there was kind of a rustle of murmurs around the room when Loughmore and Brackens were paired together in Group 4. Perhaps the County Board Treasurer is the one who's most pleased about that, and he'll want COVID restrictions listed to pack as many into that as possible.
Yeah, and probably J.K. Brackens, I spoke about Upper Church earlier on, but they've been unlucky in some of the groups they've been in. J.K. Brackens would probably look at this and say that's a tough group with Loughmore, Killinall and Rockwell. Rockwell are a good senior football team, and they deservedly go up. They probably should have gone up a number of years ago, and they can play it. Rockwell can play it any way you want.
I saw Rockwell against Mile Rovers intermediate team in the intermediate semi-final last year, and every time Rockwell Rovers went forward, they looked like they were going to score a goal, and they looked like they wanted goals. I mean, they were absolutely what's the word? They were deadly. That's the word.
Yeah. No, they are, and they're really clever team. Let's say like Alan Maloney, Liam Fahey, and Gavin and TJ Ryan and Burnsy, and they're really, really good team, and they play well as a unit, and they all know their role, and they will take beating. I don't think Rockwell are going to be let's say an easy game for anyone there, and particularly they are concentrating on football. Do you know what I mean? So let's say that then is a problem for. Maybe less so Loughmore, but maybe J.K. Brackens and Killinall, that if the hurling fixtures go against them and Rockwell are waiting in the high grass, it becomes a very difficult fixture then.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Killinall, they were county finalists two or three, maybe 3 years ago now.
Yeah, if you look at it, like Loughmore county final, J.K. Brackens county final, Killinall county final, do you know what I mean? So it just shows that there is an awful lot of football teams that can try and break into that fourth spot, for want of a better word. Like we've got Kilsheelan as well in there, Ballyporeen, you know, like they will all fancy that maybe they're not up with Clonmel Commercials and Mile Rovers and Loughmore on their day, but they're certainly they're more than capable of being that fourth semi-final spot. And that's just something for everyone to aspire to. And if you're into a semi-final, you have a chance, you know what I mean? Particularly if as Tim says, if the semi-finals go to, our county finals go to November, you know, maybe December, it's a different game then.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it is, you talk about the fourth spot, and that's not to sort of suggest we're at semi-final stage already. There's a lot of football to be played there, and it's the bolter that's going to come out of the pack that's going to cause an upset, and that's where you're looking for that. You're trying to identify who that might be.
Exactly, and I not to repeat myself, but even, as I said earlier, Galway Rovers look like they could be kind of one now that might let's say make a real move in the championship against Killinall, and they were flying six scoring forwards and look really good. And next then went into relegation on score difference with Kerr, Killinall and Galway just scoring more, you know what I mean? And they got relegated. You know, so let's say it can go either way. I think someone can come out of the pack and have a big battle with the top three, or unfortunately things can go bad and let's say you can be looking at a trap door.
Yeah, that's what makes, you know, we talked already about how, you know, it's competitive and the thing is evened out so much, and that I think epitomises your point in relation to that you can be, you know, go well in the first game and find yourself in relegation. We'll be back to you in due course, Shane, but we have got one final draw to do, and that is, of course, is the Dan Breen Senior Hurling draw. It is, I suppose, the blue ribbon of the hurling world, and who better to take us through it than the great Tim Floyd. Hopefully Tim's there for us. How are you, Tim?
Tim is here on standby, yeah.
Okay, welcome back, Ronan. We're ready to go, I suppose, with the big one, the FPD Senior Hurling Championship for the Dan Breen Cup, with 16 teams and four groups of four. So the seed ones, we have the 2020 group winners who were Killadangan County champions. We have Clonauty, Rossmore, Turles, Arsfields and Borrisalee. And senior C2, ironically, we have three of the county semi-finals last year. We have Drummond, Inch, Nina, Rogue, Lockmore, Castellini, and we have Tumi Vara. C3, we have J.K. Bracken's Holy Cross, Ballycahill, Kilron McDonough's and Upper Church Drumban. And seed four then we have Ross Gray, Erogan McCarthy, Mike Harkey Burris and Mulnahan, who were promoted from Seamus Arene last year. So we're ready to go with the final draw of the night, the draw number five, and it's the FPD Senior Championship, and it'll be done by a neutral man here, I suppose, the chairman from Mind Temple 2E, Joe Kennedy himself, will make the draws for the Dan Breen. So, first team out. First team in Group 1 is Turles Arsfields. The first team in Group 2 is Clonauty Rossmore. Clonauty Rossmore. The first team in Group 3 is Killadangan, County Champions. The first team in Group 4 is Borrisalee. Borrisalee, champions from 2019. And we move on to the second seeds, which will be the second team in each group. And I've been asked to remind you, actually, that these, it doesn't necessarily mean that they will be playing these teams. There'll be a separate draw made at a CCC meeting to decide which of the three teams in your group you'll be playing in the first round. So that will be another night's work. Anyway, in Group 1, the second team is Drummond Inch. So they will join Turles Arsfields. And the second team joining Clonauty Rossmore in Group 2 is Tumi Vara. And I see a big smile coming on Michael Berkery's face already. The second team in Group 3 is Lockmore Castellini, and they will join their old friends Killadangan. And the second team in Group 4 is Nina Erogue, who will join Borrisalee. So plenty of divisional battles there in those groups. So we move on to the third seeds, and these are the teams that finished in third place in the groups last year. And the third team going into Group 1 is Upper Church Drumban, another mid-team, an all-mid clash, Drummond Inch and Sarsfields joining them. The third team going into Group 2 is Holy Cross Ballycahill. So they will join Tumi Vara and Clonauty Rossmore. The third team going into Group 3 is J.K. Bracken's. And Anthony Shelley having a big sigh here. The third team going into Group 4 it has to be Mullinahone, the newly promoted team from the Seamus Arena last year. So Mullinahone will join Nina Erogue and Borrisalee. Oh, sorry. What is Kilron McDonough's? My eyesight is deceiving me. Well, Joe had it turned upside down. Okay, Kilron join Nina Erogue and Borrisalee. Apologies there. So Group 4 is Borrisalee, Nina Erogue and Kilron. And so the final team in each group. Group 1, the final team is Erogue and McCarthy. The final team in Group 2 is Mullinahone this time is in Group 2. So they will join Holy Cross Ballycahill, Tumi Vara and Clonauty Rossmore. The final team in Group 3 is Mike Harkey Burris, joining J.K. Brackens and Lockmore. And the final team out of the drum tonight is Ross Gray, and they will join an all-North group of Kilron, Nina and Borrisalee. So just to repeat that, in case I caused confusion earlier on, Group 1 is Turles Arsfields, Drummond Inch, Upper Church Drumban and Erogan McCarthy. Group 2 is Clonauty Rossmore, Tumi Vara, Holy Cross Ballycahill or Mullinahone. Group 3 is Killadangan, Lockmore Castellini, J.K. Brackens and Mike Harkey Burris. And Group 4 is Borrisalee, Nina, Kilron McDonough's and Ross Gray. So there you have the four groups of four for the FBD Senior Hurling Championship for 2021. So back to you in the studio, Ronan.
Thanks indeed, Tim. My thanks to you and to all the team up in... we will go back to Turles before we go off air tonight to get some more reaction from there. But at this time of the year. Everyone looks to see which is the group of death. Well, to be honest with you, there's four groups of death. 1, 2, 3 and 4. Because Michael and Tom, I don't know if I can separate them, but I'll come to you first, Michael. And what a prospect. Sarsfields, Drummond Inch, Upper Church Drum Band, Aero Gannacarty.
Yeah, that's going to be a really mouth-watering group. I mean, the Sarsfield Drum and Upper Church, they're no strangers to each other. They know each other's play pretty well. And it'll be interesting to see by the time, we'll say, the county championship begins, what kind of shape those teams have taken through, we'll say, divisional championships, care cups and county leagues and that sort of thing. And a county upset the apple cart for Sarsfields was 2 years ago. They beat him in the first round of championship and kind of set them back for the rest of the year. They were trying to play catch up and not very successfully. So that's an interesting one. Sarsfields are under new management this year, and that in itself is going to be interesting to see how it goes. Mark Dowling, a Kilkenny man, is the coach. And I've seen some of their sessions, and they're fairly intensive. So it's a very open group. Sarsfields and Drum may well look to be the front runners in it, but Upper Church have got their change out of everyone they've met along the way, and there's no reason to believe they wouldn't do so again. Likewise, Anacarty, Anacarty Ball struck me as being the kind of a team you'd hate to be meeting.
Well, let me just put that to you, because what impressed me most about Anacarty was the way they dealt with their relegation battle last year. My God, they rolled up their sleeves and they were not prepared to give up their Dan Breen status.
Yeah. As I was saying, they're the kind of a team you'd hate to meet, because you'll never see the end of them. They'll keep coming at you. And they have a lot of very good players, as you know, between the various Foxes and Dwyers and all those kind of guys. And it's an open group, a very open group. I would kind of fancy Sarsfields to top it, but maybe I'd have to admit to a bias in that regard.
I don't think anyone would disagree with you, but not by much. I wouldn't be putting the family silver on it by any stretch of the imagination. Tom, I'm going to come to you next, because Kildang and Lochmore Castellini, that'll fill the whatever pitch you put that match on. And then you've got Brackens against Lochmore Castellini, that'll fill whatever field you put that on. And Mycarkey are not making up the numbers.
No, it's pretty even group. Again, I think the key bit in it will be the first round, who'll play who'll get a little bit of momentum up. And, you know, they've been Killavangan and Lochmore's history, apart from the county final last year, they would have met in the group stages a year or two previously. Mycarkey were in the same group as Lochmore last year, put up to them for a long time, and it was a first round match. And I suppose the key thing was Lochmore Castellini got the goal, and Lochmore Castellini got the goal. Mycarkey had a couple of near misses, and had they got the goal, who knows, the course of history might have been totally different. Bracken's then the same thing, they'll be putting a lot of effort into their hurling as well. And you know, like, you're sort of bit like the group, the group one, like, 'tis the unexpected result will have the thing. On paper, you'd say it's Kildangan and Lochmore on the basis of most recent form, which is nearly 12 months old at this stage. But
yeah,
that counts for not an awful lot.
You know enough about Brackens.
Will be licking their lips at the prospect of taking out the neighbours. And then there's the Mycarkey-Kildangan connections going back a good while now at this stage. So, there's a lot of history there, and a lot of rivalries, and a lot of Ireland to be done.
No doubt about it. You know, Michael, when I look at Group 2, Clonalty, Tumivara, Holy Cross, Ballycal and Mullinahone, I'm brought back to Mullinahone-Tumivara battles in the early 2000s.
Well, there's history there. But, of course, now...
History, but is there love?
two very different teams now, of course, to then. Tumivara have been kind of threatening to come through, and they were beaten in the junior county semi-final. Actually, they won four North junior titles in a row. And I was looking at their match the other night against Arvel Rose. They have a lot of young players in it now. I wouldn't say too many of them are ready yet for senior, but there is a wealth of talent coming along there, and Tomb will be looking to recapture old glory. Holy Cross, presuming Brian O'Mara will be well fit, and that by that time, and Cathal Barrett, they give the leadership there. Holy Cross have been threatening a breakthrough for some time in the mid to challenge, like it was to Sarsfields Knockmore and Drum were a kind of the big three with Upperchurch and Dumfries. But in the last year or two, Upperchurch and Brackens have come through as well. And Holy Cross are now reaping the rewards that they put in a huge effort at underage. Mullen and Owen have come back up into the senior. I'm not too sure how well they will do because it seems to me that largely they're relying on the lads that brought the club great glory in the past, and they're certainly they owe nothing to the club in terms of what they've given them. But whether or not they'll be good enough to mix it with the other teams in the group at this stage remains to be seen.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Tom, I'm going to give you the All North Group 4, which is hugely fascinating as well, because Bursley, you know, All-Ireland finalists not so long ago, Nina Eire Óg, you know, you never know what you're going to get with Nina Eire Óg, to be honest, which is they're either brilliant or they're lukewarm, one or the other. Kilrán McDonagh's will be disappointed that they were third seeds. I don't think that's a secret. And then Ross Gray not making up numbers.
Yeah, like again, the local bit will come into it. You'd be saying that it would be in the order they were drawn: Bursley, Nina, Kilrán, and Ross Gray. You'd say the seedings would be more as you could have been the hard to quibble with it. Burs, yeah, for probably last year, the exertions of up to the club final and that could have taken. It's very hard to do it a couple of years in a row. So they were on the hind foot from there. Nina mixed the good, the hugely brilliant with the very unbrilliant, if there is such a word, came unstuck against Loughmore, having done very well against Sarsfields. Kilrán.
Yeah, they knocked out Sarsfields, didn't they?
Yeah,
were brilliant. I thought Jake was unmarkable that night.
Yeah, and then couldn't buy a ball the next night.
No,
but that's why it's such a peculiar game. It's so unpredictable, and the margins are so tight. Like Kilrán, great underage structures, got a good underage success, but just. Probably
they were in an awful group last year. Now, in fairness to them,
well, they were, yeah. But they were in the they Loughmore Castani beat them in the quarterfinals.
Yeah, that's right.
No, they beat them in the group, so they were in the same group.
So the
group decider, the second place decider, and they went out in that. Probably a lot will hinge how Niall O'Meara is going to be come championship time. Is unfortunate with illness there in recent times, so he's out of commission for a while. Will his brother be back from foreign parts? Hard to judge. Then they have the younger players coming through as well. You know, Peters and Kaz and Keane Darcy and those type of guys.
Morgan,
what will they produce? And then Ross Gray, great tradition down there too, and lots of good young fellas coming through. I mean, they run the junior championship there a couple of years ago and had young fellas playing, and it's a question of how they've come along at this stage and what they can bring to the senior table. And a lot of them good young fellas can sometimes find it easier to hurl at senior level than maybe further down the ranks. So, and could be a bit of that going on in some clubs too, some players being trying to hold back and play on the second team rather than push on and make the first team and, you know, stake a claim on that team. But
yeah.
Look, it's the die is cast at this stage, Ronan, and sure, the national field are under starters are.
Well, just to finish up on this, I mean, the object of this evening was to whet the appetite for the championships, the club championships. I think it has succeeded in doing that. I'd be of the view that we should just, you know, forget about the inter-county and let's get straight to the club.
When you hold around, I'd say you'd end up with more at the club matches because they might find it easier to get around there.
Get tickets to them,
particularly the bureaucrats.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, gentlemen, Michael and to Tom, my thanks for your time and efforts this evening. I'm sure you'll sit back and ruminate and digest those draws in due course, and we'll talk in due course. That's Tom McGrath and Michael Dundon. Let's go back to Thurles because Stephen Gleeson is standing by. Stephen.
Thanks very much, Ronan. Yes, you're very welcome back to Lorna Parka here. And joining me is the Secretary of the CCC, Tom Maher. Tom, a few questions in, and I suppose the first one is there quarterfinals in football this year?
There is indeed quarterfinals, and also the introduction this year, or reintroduction this year, I suppose, of the Tom Cusick Cup, which is paid for by the teams that don't come first or second in their groups.
Good stuff. And when are we looking at these championships starting that we've made the draws for tonight?
Well, you're really looking, I'd say, around the end of August, September, I suppose. Tipperary county team then will depend on when they go out in the senior, the under 20 championships. But roughly, you're talking about the end of August for September.
Mm. And what's the story, Tom, with the dual clubs? You know, will they be playing non-stop? How is it all going to you know, take place?
Yeah, they will indeed. Yeah, they'll be playing one week after another. Once it starts, you've only got 12 weeks from the 1st of September, or 13 weeks from the last week in August, to get to the Munster Club Championships. So you'll be playing every week. You absolutely be going hurling football to the groups, and then the quarters, hurling football, semis, hurling and footballs, and then the finals. Yeah.
Mm, so when the Munster Championship, we're looking at November for that, is it?
Yeah, they're presently drawn for the last weekend in November. The hurling quarterfinals are down for. The only remit there would be that if you get to the All-Ireland Senior Hurling Final, you get a bye from the quarterfinals. Other than that, you'll be in the quarterfinal draw. So the hurling quarterfinals are on the last week in November. Then you have the football quarterfinals and the hurling semis and the football semis. That takes you up to Christmas. And then the finals are on in the new year, starting the weekend of the 9th of January and onto the 16th, and then you're on to the All-Ireland semi-finals and finals, and they'll go into just the Saturday or February.
Great stuff. Tom Marr, Secretary of the CCC, and we'd love to see a couple of tip teams in the All-Ireland finals then. And Tim, to come over to you, Tim Floyd, Secretary of the County Board, a feast of hurling and football in Tipperary in store this autumn.
Yeah, that's right, Stephen, and we hope to take full advantage of it. Unfortunately, we're still not certain what kind of crowds we'll be allowed to have back at the moment. Like, we're still only allowed to have 100 at most matches, and hopefully that will go up to at least 200 and maybe 500 in the stadium and things like that. But, you know, we have to wait and see what's going to happen. But we'll be doing the streaming even more so this year. We intend to do double. We did 21 games and streamed them last year. We'd hope to double that this year, do a lot more football and do a lot more games from out around the county. We were very much focused on Simple Stadium last year, I suppose, because we were only dipping our toe in the water. And, you know, but fortunately, you know, for us, it all worked very, very well, and we were very pleased. And so we will definitely be increasing our streaming this year.
That's absolutely huge, really, to go from 20 games up to 40. I mean, that is huge for the public here to get these games and, you know, to be brought around the world.
Yeah, and I suppose, look, fellas, like, you'll be busy anyway, Stephen. You'll be doing a lot of commentaries because we'll be linking up with Tip FM as we did last year, which worked very successful. And I suppose, look, it's structurally it'll be difficult and logistically trying to do that. But look, we're planning that anyway, and whether it works or not, we'll, you know, that's our plan. I think we did kind of three games most of the big weekends last year. We'd hope to increase that to four or five games every weekend. And there's some plenty of juicy ones around there, I'd say, that'll prove attractive no matter where we go. So plenty to play for.
And just finally, Tim, when we're looking at these championships, when will the clubs and the people involved who are listening tonight, when will they know who they're playing, in what order will it all take place, or, like, is that to be decided yet?
I'd say about the next 3 weeks, I think, is what I believe. So once they have the next CCC meeting, they'll start doing the fixtures, you know. And just, you know, it's just a pity, I suppose, we don't have a bigger spread across the county with some of the draws. But I mean, that's the way. I mean, look, there's an all north group there in the senior hurling. There's actually one of the groups in the senior hurling, there's four different divisions where you have Clonalty, Tumivaro, Holy Cross, Ballycahill, Mullnoan. They're the real competitive sort of ones that you'd enjoy, where, you know, it's a pity where teams from the same division have to keep meeting each other over and over again. But look, that's the joys of it in the football. When you have half the teams in the south, it's very hard to avoid that. But I think all of the, there's three divisions represented in all the groups in the football. So, I mean, it's worked out a lot better in the football. But look, that's the look of the draw. And that's why we have draws like we have here tonight and doing them live, so everybody can understand that that's the way the system works.
Brilliant stuff. Tim Floyd, Secretary of the Tipperary County Board, thanks for joining us. From us here in Lorna Park, I'm going to hand back now to Ronan in studio.
My thanks to Stephen, to Tim and to Tom Marr and everybody who participated up in Lorna Park in Thurles and engineered all that for us. We really are very appreciative to them and to the County Board for facilitating us this evening. That is all we have time for. We've done the intermediate hurling, the intermediate football, the Seamus O'Rean senior football and Dan Breen senior hurling championship draws. They're all on social media. They'll be on the Tip FM social media platforms and websites in due course. And thanks indeed to Ian O'Connor, who produced tonight's show. That is all we have time for. One texter says, when's Carol coming back? I've no interest in the GAA. She should be on at 8. When are you finishing up? Well, I'm delighted to tell you, texter, the answer to those questions is in the next minute and a half. So my thanks to everybody. We'll be back to you next Monday night. Lots of inter-county stuff to talk about. The Munster Senior Hurling Championship is back next week. The greatest show on earth after the North Intermediate Hurling Championship, of course. Back after this, or back next week. Thanks, everybody. Talk to you then.